closer.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading our little podcast from Italy. Good morning, Ashley.
Ciao. Good morning, Jason.
Together, myself and my beautiful wife, Ashley, own and operate La Tavola Marche, a little agriturismo and cooking school here in beautiful Piobico in the Candeliano Valley.
Yes, it's a misty spring morning, and I like it. It's warm. It smells good. It smells of the fresh cut grass, and the fog is kind of slowly lifting off the hills in front of the house. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, today is a little chillier and a little cooler. And
true.
But it's been gorgeous.
Hot. It's that tempting early May. Oh, mamacita. It is. I love it because it starts getting all warm and you're wearing shorts.
The weather always does this at the end of April, early May. It lulls you into thinking that summer's here, and then you'll plant all your vegetables.
Exactly.
And get all your flowers in, and then she'll hit you one more time.
I know
with the frost.
I know it. So this is what's happening today. She's hitting us a little bit, but it's been gorgeous.
It has. Today is the 6th of May. It's early in the morning because we've been falling into bed asleep. So we've been getting
at like 9.
I know. We've been getting up early.
I know. You've been waking up at like 5:30. Buongiorno.
Well, let's roll it back. In the last podcast, I think we mentioned the lead up to Primo Maggio, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we did our Primo Maggio May 1st. Luncheon for how many were we? 20?
I don't know. Just under 30 in total.
And we had a group from the coast, and then we had a group from Ostra, our friend Marco, who does Marco's Way. He brought a few friends over to do to have lunch and then go to Piobico in Rock.
Yeah, well, and also on these kind of festival days, Primo Maggio, for those that didn't hear the other podcast, is Labor Day. And so it's really common for people who live on the sea to come inland into the country and just spend the day kind of relaxing in the countryside and vice versa. So we had invited some of the farmers who were in our tractor video over, and Gaji brought some friends from the coast who we know well that he hunts with and works with. And
it was nice. It wasn't too many.
No, it was really lovely. And we got to spend time with everyone. And we showed the farmers the video that I had made of the tractors. And they loved it and couldn't believe they were seeing themselves on the TV. And it was really nice.
Let's see. What did we make? It was simple. We did some crostini of fagottini crostini, some chicken liver crostini. We did a simple little lentil salad. I don't know. It was easy.
Fava with pecorino.
Fava with fresh pecorino. There was one other thing I did.
I know. I can't remember. There was another. Oh, the hard eggs with salsa verde.
Yeah. And then we made tagliatelle with asparagus.
Which was gorgeous.
Which was really good and gorgeous. And here's what another thing that trips me out all the time. The local
tagliatelle
is fine. I made it. That was fine. But pairing it with asparagus was kind of weird for some of the local people from Piobico.
The older people, yeah.
The older people from Piobico. They said, we eat asparagus with frittata or make risotto out of asparagus, but we've never tried it.
This was the most exotic thing. And the talk of the group inside with the more of the oldies, Carolyn, our Dutch friend came in and she thought it was hysterical. She was like, they can't stop talking about the pasta. And then at Marco's group, no one said a word, and they were younger and they live on the coast. And I don't know, maybe they were more used to this exotic style.
Pairing asparagus with pasta.
It was gorgeous.
It came out great. It was really simple. Just a little bit of prosciutto, a couple of cloves of garlic that you take out, a handful of little tomatoes cut in half, and then blanched asparagus and then whatever was on the table, I grabbed whatever white wine was sitting there on the table. I ran inside and a couple of tablespoons of white wine and cook it out. And then some of the pasta water and a good drizzle of olive oil. I mean, I thought I'm just going to go safe.
I was
this
so
lunch,
glad.
I'm not going to do anything crazy. And then for Secundo.
Wait. But I was so glad there was extra in the bowl because I couldn't stop eating it. I was like, I was just afraid someone was going to walk by and see my head in that huge bowl and just go.
But yeah, so that, I guess that was very risque.
I know.
Like, I'm glad it worked. Everyone ate.
They ate it all.
They ate everything.
And then, yeah, the Secundo.
I did roasted arista maiale, which is a bone-in loin of pork with the ribs on it. And then I got enough. I got one of those roasts, and it wasn't enough. And then,
because we realized more people were coming.
More people were coming. So then I ran out the last minute on what was a Tuesday evening, right before everything closed, like 15 minutes before everything closes. The next day's Primo Maggio. And I got just sausages to throw, just to grill sausages, because I knew it wouldn't be enough. And it was, thank God I had it.
Oh my God, these people ate everything.
They were hungry.
And you did potatoes?
We did potatoes and salad.
And salad.
Everyone ate. I mean, it was a good amount of food.
No.
And it was hot and it was gorgeous outside.
And they drank a ton of wine.
White wine. Tons.
Yes.
Normally on these groups, we'll go through for 15, 20 people, 4 or 6 bottles of wine.
Yeah, like, if it's an older Italian group, they don't drink that.
No,
much.
Everyone has a glass or two of wine, and then they'll have a couple of digestivos or coffee corrected. But all in all, they don't drink a whole ton. Man, they pounded some white wine.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
It was great, though. Everyone had a good time. Everyone stuck around forever.
Oh my gosh, they arrived at 11?
11:30, and everyone said goodbye, hugs and kisses at
about
5:45, 6. And then after that, Ashley looks to me and goes, you want to go into Piobico for Piobico In Rock? Piobico throws a little music festival every 1st of May. And I was like, no, I do not.
He was cooked, though.
I was cooked. I was cooked. I was up at like 5 in the morning because I knew people come over early. So you have to have everything pretty much ready to go by 11:30 when you know people are going to start to come over.
Even though lunch won't start till about 1.
Yeah.
Which was only because we were waiting for Pierangelo. Gaji would have liked to have eaten at about 12:45.
Yeah, Gaji wants to eat 15, 20 minutes after he gets there. And no one will. You offer people a glass of wine. They don't want a glass of wine. They don't want a glass of water. Like, they won't.
They want to wait till everyone gets here.
Gets there. And then and we go, okay, everyone's here. Let's go to the table. What happens?
Oh, my God. Please sit. Please sit. Half the group sat, no problem. The other half just huddled around the table and was waiting for Gaji to assign seating. It is hysterical. I just kept saying, please, anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. Just please sit down. Because I just wanted them to get started. And they just kept standing there. And I was like, Gaji, you have to go. You have to go. Go and get them seated because they're waiting for you. And then he loves it. He comes in and commands the room and all right, barks his orders. You sit there. And thankfully they all obeyed. And
finally lunch could begin.
Exactly.
But it all went great. It was a lot of fun. I love doing it. I love seeing all the POVKs together because it's really hysterical. And then Severino going outside and falling asleep, sitting up on the bench. I got a great picture of that. It was just good. It's fun. It's
Gaji and Pierangelo getting pretty drunk.
And going back and forth, just yelling at the, you know, yelling, hands waving. But it's like how they're having their conversation.
Uh-huh. It's hysterical.
It is fun.
Yeah, and then I raced into town because I could hear the thunderstorm coming. And it ended up to not happen, but every year since we've lived here, poor Piobico and their in-rock has been rained out.
Well, not rained out, but just not great weather.
No. So I thought, oh man, it's happened, and I got to get to town if I'm going. So I ran in and took some pictures and listened to some Headbangers Ball and had a beer with some friends. And
well, they said the good music went on a little. You were early.
Yeah.
You were there at like 6:37, which is early. So
unless it was like a 90s tribute band, they did awesome if that was the case. But it was cool, and I was really happy for them that it looked like a good turnout and that the weather was good. So rock on, Piobico.
But Primo Maggio marked the end of spring training. Spring training is over. It's time to step up to the plate because the season is about to begin. And we have a little break, thank goodness, here of about 10 days. So we've been doing a lot. We've got all the high grass that seemed to grow by the foot overnight, cut that down. We've been doing the all the little fixes that need to be done. The wine's bottled, put away, labeled, ready to go, except for you still need to print out one set of labels. I need 72 labels for one more.
I don't know why I'm putting it off.
I have no idea either. There's a table full of wine that all it needs is labels. It'll take 15 minutes. Let's get it out of there.
No.
Why do that? The yard work mostly. I'm getting ready to open the pool.
The yard work. Either I'm getting old or it was just a long winter because it is just like, oh my gosh. I think it was just that first major yard work kind of 2 days. Jason and Gaji were doing the weed whackers and Gaji brought his over. So I was calling them dueling weed whackers and it sounds more fun than it was, Jason said. And I was trimming the hedges, which is hard work too because it's what's that muscle in your back? Your delts?
I don't know.
Whatever.
But it's the cutting the vine, cutting the vines that are trying to choke the bushes and cleaning out the beds that we haven't cleaned out by the pool.
And you're weed whacking, not like just doing the edge of a driveway.
No. I'm talking about around the garden and deep into the wood, but, 15, 20 meters into the wood. So you keep the brush down, the high grass down so the snakes don't hang out. You keep the high grass around the wood pile so you can get into it. And it's a lot of...
Everything explodes in this springtime from the rain and the warm weather. So it was just like, oh my gosh, you turn around and
You
guys did it for hours.
Yeah, it's still, I'll have to do it again right before everyone shows up here in a couple of days, I'm sure, to keep it up. But it's, before you know it, you think to yourself one day, oh man, I got to get out there and get the grass around the property. And the next thing you know, it's waist high. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. It's insane.
And you need headphones so your ears don't ring after that.
I have the earplugs, but they hurt the insides of my ears. I want to get the earmuff ones that go over your ear because, yeah, that thing, that weed backer's loud.
Gaji has those, right?
Yeah, Gaji has those.
Next and what was with his outfit, by the way?
I don't know. Okay, so for weed whacking, I wear this big, mechanics almost jumpsuit. Yeah. It's a onesie with a zipper in front.
Like a canvas or something.
It's like cotton. Whatever. You put it over your clothes, and then you just put your boots in, and you're good to go. Gaji had, the fishing, waders that are rubber that what you wear, chaps. And then...
And then, a rubber poncho on top.
Yeah, then a rubber poncho on top. And he was sweating like an animal. And it's like, you're wearing a... It's warm out this morning.
It was 80-something degrees. It was so warm. And I just thought, what is he doing? He looked hysterical. Or some, Wild West character, And I don't know. God, it was. It was a ton of work, but it was so nice that none of us wanted to stop. Nope. God, you was ADD and a bit all over the place. You were trying to stay to the weed whacking. I was doing then at that time the
cracks. Yeah, then he got
cracks.
Hot. Then he got hot and tired and wanted to go down into the garden and do stuff. Mm-hmm. But speaking of the garden's all in, the rows are all in. If you haven't, check out Ashley's tractor video, the three tractors. All about how the preparation we need to do to get our garden ready for the season. And the onions are in. Oh, and it went very well. Gaji got all his onions in. He was able to show off for all his friends that were coming over. And they've taken. And we got salads
in. How many? Like 400 onions, huh?
600. We got 400 white and 200 red.
Oh, no. I love the onions.
The onions are awesome. And it rained the last couple days, so we'll be getting ready. I went to Carolyn's house, who has the greenhouse, who started all the seeds. We've got pumpkins and zucchinis and so many tomatoes. Ridiculous. She has a greenhouse full of plants waiting to go into the ground, which she doesn't want to put anything in until after the 15th of May, which is probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just wait for the garden it'll all go down in a week. 10
oh, it's
days.
Going down.
It is going down. The pool's getting ready to open.
There's a ton of tadpoles living on top.
I know. There's a ton of tadpoles living on the top.
And there's a ton of frogs out in the woods.
And they're waiting for the tadpoles.
I know. It's like they're calling to them. You hear them all the time. I've never heard this many frogs during the spring like this.
And also we've been keeping it's been warm enough at night to keep we've been keeping our door open. And the birds have these fights at night. It is insane.
Or songs.
It sounds
parties.
Like they're partying. Because they don't stop.
I know. It's wild. I didn't know the birds chirped like that at night. And
whatever those birds are, they do.
I know. I don't remember that being the case. And it is so loud.
But with spring training over, we've started to defluff. I feel it. It's really interesting. Why, when you work so hard, do you not want to eat?
I don't know.
I don't want to eat anything. It's like, fine, let's just have a salad or toast or something. But when you're sitting around over the winter, it's like, what can we make tonight that's delicious?
I want to know why the old men feel like they must tell me how fat I looked in the video.
Did you already tell that story?
I don't think so. No, because they were just here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can tell that story.
Not one, but two of the old guys, the neighbors who are in the video that we're talking about, who were at the lunch, said, oh, we saw you on your interview on television, and you don't look nearly as fat as you did on TV. I said to my wife, when did she get so fat? I remember her being so skinny. Oh, my God. And then the other one chimes in. Yeah, it was really in your cheeks. They were real swollen. And I just thought, oh, my God, that was Basilio and Giorgio. And I just thought, oh, my God. Gaji was in hysterics. And then he finally did come to my rescue and said, don't worry. It will melt off. They'll be working so hard, they'll forget to eat. But I was slightly mortified. They're all sitting at the table, and I got to take it down.
Yeah. You're talking really loud. I can hear it in the headphones. Sure.
Let's move on.
I think they thought it was hysterical. But they don't hold back.
They
do not hold back. So the turkey. Let's talk about the turkey. All the chickens have kind of gotten together, and they're cool. They're peaceful. Everyone's got their thing. Three of the bigger hens have ruled the
roost
and will not let the other chickens into the house, the little hen house where the perches are. So they all cuddle up in a corner. But when
we keep trying to put them in at night.
We keep kind of put them in, and they'll just run right out. So it must be a dominance thing, I guess. But last night or the night before, it was raining, so we shoved them in there and closed the door, and now they go right in. So I don't know. I guess they just needed the.
They're still pretty dumb.
They are dumb. But the turkey's gone. What do you think happened?
I don't even want to talk about it. Our sweet little turkey, our ugly little turkey, he escaped. And I don't know if he was getting bullied and was making an escape like Shawshank Redemption style and has been working his way out for a while. Or if it was the sound of the weed whackers, and Tom was running around and barking and jumping on the fence. But I found a little escape route in the back, and only big enough for his little body. And
it was pushed out, not pushed in.
Pushed out. And it was so deep brush behind there. There is no way to find him. And Jason looked, and we tried to find him, but he's gone.
He's gone. No more turkey. No turkey soup. No turkey stuffing. No turkey a la mode. No turkey a la king. Gone. The goddamn Bumpuses.
What are we going to do? Are we going to get a new one?
No, because if we get another turkey, he'll be just as small as that one. And now the chickens are starting to grow up. So now we would have to really separate him. Instead of for a week, we'd have to separate him for
a while. We got a slightly older turkey?
Well, they can't even get my whole order that I placed 2 weeks before. They bring half of it at a time. You're going to ask for an older turkey, and you're going to get a tinier one instead.
You're right.
Or you'll get a full-grown turkey that's huge. You'll definitely not get what you ordered.
No,
though.
You're right. Oh, what a bummer. I was so excited to see how he was going to grow up and then eat and taste.
and then eat and taste. But he didn't even... 2 weeks, did he have him? Was he here?
It was short-lived.
The video...
The roosters are just as sad as I am. They were friends.
But that's what's going on here. Upcoming, what?
I sound crazy. Yeah, that's what's going on here. Ashley's the turkey talk.
The talk of the turkey town.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I've got my hole dug to clean out my fat trap. I know I talked about it a couple weeks ago and never really got to it.
I know it.
That's for today. Can't wait.
Gross.
Very, very excited.
The gurgling in the sink.
All right, but so let's move on because this is starting to get stale, man.
All right, moving on. Pump it up. What's going on next?
Your videos. You have another video that came out.
Yes, I posted one Monday, and it is a video called Farm to Fork, and it's about cooking class here in the spring. Some of the times that we'll do incorporating picking wild edibles and wild greens from the fields and then coming back into the kitchen, and sometimes we'll make pastas and raviolis and things like that, or crostini. But in this video, we're making a rustic tart with the wild greens, ricotta, and prosciutto. So it's the first video I'm making with audio of people speaking, so this will be a little bit more interesting as well.
Boom.
And also, it is... the first one starring Jason as Chef Jason.
I told you I don't like you saying that. I really don't like that.
I know. I only said it on here just to wet your whistle.
Yeah. I get to be on video.
I know. It'll be good, though. I think it's cool. It's like you're showing him how to identify the greens and then going back up, cleaning them, and the little class in the kitchen. So it'll be cool. I hope you guys like it.
Where can people find it?
YouTube and Vimeo, and I'll post it on the blog as well. And
what would they
type in? You can
type in
Farm to Fork Cooking Class in Italy.
Oh, right on.
Easy.
All right. Coming up, do you want to talk about the wedding that we now are we're in full plan mode?
We are. My sister is getting married here the first weekend of June, and it has seemed like it is so far away, so far away, so far away, and now it's like...
It ain't so far away.
Oh, hashtag OMG.
You're such a dork. We got our flowers, so the flowers are getting ready to go in.
I know, and my sister said she liked kind of pastels and stuff, so I was kind of going with that too, just keeping the colors really in like some of the pinks and stuff, and it's going to look so gorgeous. We always do a ton of geraniums. They take really well here.
They like the heat.
They like the heat, and they hold up to the wind we get, and they're not a whole lot of work.
No. She wants to get married here, so we're going to make a little arch thing.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple ideas.
We're going to build one out of one piece of wood.
I know. Jason from the beginning was like, oh my God, this is going to take so much time. I don't know how to whittle. Like,
I didn't want any part of this right before the wedding.
There's going to be some permanent structure. And I was like, what are you talking about? I have Pinterested it, and there are tons of different ways we can do this.
So then we thought we would go down the road and get a piece of a greenhouse, like the big heavy aluminum, like half circle.
Uh-huh, like a big huge arch.
Yeah, but that thing's huge.
It's actually massive.
It's gigantic. So in the end, we're going simpler is better. We're going to stick two pieces of rebar in the ground.
Don't tell her.
We're going to stick two pieces of rebar in the ground, and I have a semi-rigid, like 3-centimeter tubing, like inch and a half, 2-inch tubing.
It's black.
It's black. And when you wrap it with flowers and garland, no one knows what it is anyway.
We're going to have this like kind of wispy kind of like fabric wrapped around it, and then the garland and some flowers. It'll look gorgeous.
All right. So that's down. The menu we're still planning out. They're going to get married here, but then we're going to have the reception down the road at Valpietro, just because I want to have the reception different from where the wedding is. She wanted to get married here, so we can move it on down the road, and we'll take over the restaurant for a day, and they can eat outside if it's nice, or there's room inside. It's only 30 people. So
it's also more for security, just in case it rains.
So we're getting ready to plan out that. The flowers are being ordered. The
garland, the desserts we're getting from Gelateria Maki.
She wanted gelato and... Gelato. Why do you say it like that? She wanted gelato. And the great idea. I'd love to do gelato. She works in pastry. She doesn't want a cake, which is totally understandable and way to go, because cakes are kind of lame. We didn't do cake either. We did pie. I like pie. But her idea is even better. Our friends at Maki make gorgeous, beautiful gelato. The only problem is we only have 30 people, so... What they normally do is, if you're going to do gelato at a big wedding, is you rent the ice cream cart. But we only have 30 people. We don't have enough people to rent the ice cream cart.
Problem number two.
There's no no one has ice makers. There's not like ice. So it's not like
grab a bag of ice
grab a bag of ice and put it on ice. No, what we would normally do is you take a big hotel pan or Lexan pan or whatever, wrap it in a tablecloth, and then fill it with ice and put pretty bowls sunk in the ice. It looks fine. It'll be fine for 30 minutes. And as you scoop gelato, but no one has ice like that here.
No.
we could start making ice, but then it's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? So they had a great idea, great compromise. They take fruit like a strawberry and they'll fill it with gelato, fill it with either sorbet or gelato and put it back together. They do it with lemons. They do it with strawberries. They do it with all this other fruit. And
it's gorgeous.
It's really pretty and it's great. So you could just fill a strawberry with even chocolate gelato, or you can of course go with strawberry, or you can mix and match. And then they make beautiful semifreddo cakes. Mm-hmm. There's no cake in it. It's just semifreddo, but it's beautifully done. He's into doing chocolate. So it's all pretty. It has all this decoration on it. And I thought done. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
A nice thin slice of pretty semifreddo, and then a piece of whatever the fruit is.
Sorbet.
All done. No problem.
It'll be gorgeous.
It'll be gorgeous and much better than cake. Because my other thing was, if I scoop scoop it and put it on a plate or put it on something, it's going to melt. It's going to be sliding all.
Too.
It's
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a warm night. It's going to slide all over the plates as it's even from the time it takes to get from the kitchen to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea. Even if I put them in the freezer. Because gelato, you have to scoop when it's soft. It's gelato. It's not ice cream. You don't scoop it when it's rock hard.
And the menu is going to be, I'm excited. I don't want to talk too much about the menu. Keep part of it a surprise, too.
I have no idea. You can talk all you want. I have no idea what it's going
to
be.
I know. I was trying to talk coy, like, oh, it's a surprise.
Oh, no. I haven't thought about it yet. I have to get
there. Well, we've thought about it.
We have thought about it, but nothing's on paper. No lists have been made. I'm still have toilets and painting and
mm-hmm.
caulk.
On the brain.
On the brain, yes.
Oh my God. I know. And it's just going to become a zoo because once these guests arrive in a couple days, then it's just nonstop till the wedding. And that's why it's like,
that's
oh
why
my
we
God.
Have to get all this work
and
done.
My
now.
Crazy family starts arriving and it's going to be great. And chaotic at the same time.
So this might be the last it won't be the last on time podcast.
No, we'll be able to do a couple more. And then I'm sure when my family's here, maybe we might be able to, or
well, and then once we get into the later half of June and July, it just gets harder and harder. But we do, we will try. Normally over the summer, it's not so.
It is few and far between. Jason's like, should we do a podcast? And I'm like, no way. Or I'm like, let's do a podcast. And he's like, forget about it. Like,
I'm too tired. We've tried it. We have taped podcasts in mid season. You can hear the tired in our voice.
Mm-hmm.
It is fun. All right. Fun, fun, fun. Here it comes. All right. Bring us home. I think that's it for this week.
All right. Well, you can find my newest videos on Vimeo or YouTube, Farm to Fork cooking, spring cooking classes in Italy with the foraging and then the class at the end for making the rustic tart. So check that out. It'll be pretty cool. Some good music as usual. And you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, our blog, latavolamarche.blogspot.com. And all of these places, you can search us at La Tavola Marche, LatavolaMarche.
I don't think did you spell it right? LatavolaMarche.
Da-da-da.
Very good. Thank you very much. If you like what you hear, like what you see, or enjoy Ashley's photography, please tell a friend. Spread the word. Spread the love. We really appreciate it. I can't believe you guys are downloading and listening to the sound of my voice.
I know. And we've been getting some great comments and messages on Facebook and stuff. And it's been great. Thank you guys so much for reaching out. It's fun to hear from you guys.
And all of that can be sent to info@latavolamarche.com. So from a rainy, drizzly, beautiful still, thus the still, very green.
It is.
It's like electric green, especially when the sun comes and hits the fields in a certain way.
Oh, I love it. I do.
It's crazy green. Anyway. I got to get out of here. We got stuff to do. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.
Have a great day.
Ciao.